A Massachusetts man who changed the way we read now wants to change the way we produce nuclear power. Russ Wilcox co-founded E-Ink, the company that took a new technology out of MIT to create and build the screens in e-readers, such as Kindles and Nooks. Now he's taken the helm of another startup out of MIT. Its goal is to make a new kind of nuclear reactor that would power the world on nuclear waste alone. Wilcox is the first story of our newly relaunched year-long Visionary series, in which we profile Bostonians who've become nationally acclaimed leaders in their respective fields. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has this morning's story.
At first, he had no idea he was experiencing a natural disaster that would be terrifying and transformative. Russ Wilcox was waiting in line with his young son to take a ride at Tokyo Disneyland.
Which was a journey to the center of the Earth. And we walked under a 10-story tall volcano built by a movie prop company back of the line. And all of a sudden, the whole room started shaking and we thought, this is really great. I mean, this is quite lifelike.
It was lifelike, a real live earthquake. People started yelling in Japanese, blood drained from faces, everyone crouched down.
And then the earth really started to shake violently. I mean, we were clinging to the rail. It was real true fear for your life moment.
It was the earthquake in Japan last year, the same one that spawned a tsunami that overwhelmed the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Wilcox and his wife and two kids were among the tens of thousands who fled Japan to escape the reactor explosions that spewed radioactivity. The family went to Australia, the next stop on a year-long trip around the world. And there were a lot of things Ross saw on that tour that would influence his next career decision. Japan, and the look on those faces, was a big one.
You know, when we were coming out of business school, Russ, are you going to grab that?
At their home in Natick, Russ's wife Gina recalls how they met in college at Harvard. He grew up in Boxford. She's from upstate New York. And they both went through Harvard Business School at the same time.
That was magical because we got to go through the program and have these same experiences. But at the end of the day, when we had to do our job search, we literally flipped a coin to say, okay, one of us has to take a corporate paying job and the other one of us gets to do a startup. And I ended up losing, so I had to get the corporate job.
She went into management consulting, and Russ worked at first for a software startup. But he wanted to make something more tangible. One day, Gina remembers, he found what he was looking for.
And I distinctly remember being on a client site in Chicago, getting ready to go into a very important presentation for the CEO. And he called me and he said, I'm going to quit my job. I've met this professor at MIT and we're going to change the world. And I was like, great, honey. Sounds perfect. I'll see you when I get home. It was one of those. And by the time I landed back at Logan, he had quit and he was up in the study trying to write the first business plan for E-Ink.
E-Ink, short for electronic ink, the display technology that's now commonplace in e-readers. Russ was there for 13 years, CEO for half of that. And there were a lot of ups and downs. At one point, the company had lost $100 million and looked like it might fail.
At a certain point, I stopped thinking we would ever make any money on the company. And I just decided this technology is too important to abandon. And so I'll just give some time out of my life just to make it real. And the irony is, the moment I stopped caring about the share and I just tried to make the product real, we were very successful after that. And there's a venture capitalist in Silicon Valley, his name's John Doerr, and he's got this quote, first make meaning, then make money. And I didn't really understand that, but then later I did.
Every one of those displays and all those Nooks and Kindles, they're all made at a factory in Western Massachusetts. And Wilcox made money. E-Ink sold for more than $200 million. Russ and Gina then fulfilled a long-held promise to themselves. They told their kids they'd be leaving school to travel the world for a year. In the words of their daughter, that's like having 365 Saturdays. 365 Saturdays became the name of their blog, chronicling their experiences from seeing tribal singing in Tanzania to watching a soccer match in Argentina. They traveled through 32 countries. They went to Buddhist temples in Thailand and saw some really amazing things. And they also saw many deeply troubling ones. On every continent, Russ Wilcox saw people living in severe conditions because they didn't have electricity. He didn't know it at the time, and he didn't realize it while he was terrified during that earthquake in Japan, but knew nuclear technology would become the vision he would want to make a reality.
So we've invented a new type of reactor called the Waste Annihilating Molten Salt Reactor, or the WAMSR.
After he returned, Russ attended a TEDx New England event last year where a couple of nuclear scientist grad students from MIT, Mark Massey and Leslie DeWan, presented a new way to fire nuclear power that's many times more efficient than conventional nuclear. It could even run for decades on existing nuclear waste.
So you're powering the world for 72 years while simultaneously getting rid of almost all of its nuclear waste. So there's a lot to like there, we think.
The two scientists were looking for someone to help them get their ideas off the ground. Mark Massey says it didn't take long to decide to team up with Russ.
We'd met with several other business people to consider them joining our company. And Russ was the only one that didn't give us the creeps within, like, the first 30 seconds.
All right. Well, the way we usually kick off is to...
The company, Transatomic Power, meets in temporary offices at the Cambridge Innovation Center, and what they want to do is more than audacious. With their technology, they want to build nuclear power plants that cost a third of what conventional ones run. Nuclear plants that you could walk away from, and they'd never leak radioactivity. Nuclear plants that are air-cooled, not water-cooled, so you could put them anywhere. Nuclear plants that could be built prefab in America and shipped overseas.
Please insert your parking ticket.
Leaving the meeting, Russ Wilcox says he could have taken his career a lot of different places. After building and running E-Ink, a $200 million company with 200 employees, he would have been a shoo-in for any number of high-paid executive jobs. But he says he wanted to make an even bigger impact on the world than changing the publishing industry. And he says safe, accessible, efficient nuclear power is it.
I happen to be the person at this moment who has the free time and ability to take a big risk and has had the experience of already bringing one technology out of MIT and making a difference. So I feel like if it's not me, who? And I'm not sure how the human race is going to get its energy needs without cooking the planet if we don't find some solution like this. So I feel that we ought to try very, very hard.
Russ Wilcox doesn't consider himself a visionary. He says that's the nuclear scientists, Leslie DeWan and Mark Massey. He's just the entrepreneur trying to make their vision come true. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.